Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to do the first in a two-part series on really resources that are available for small business and startup businesses in rural Minnesota. And this is sort of piggybacking on some pieces we've done recently on, you know, really assets that are available to communities in outstate Minnesota, and how perhaps some of those assets, like human resource assets, flee and go to bigger cities and those kinds of things. So when we talk about small business and startup businesses in particular, there are some real economic challenges to those folks.
There are, and that's been an ongoing problem for years that economic developers have known about, is just not so much a lack of capital for starting and growing businesses in rural areas, but just a difficulty in accessing that capital. And a lot of it has to do with there's really a demand side and a supply side. And today I thought we could talk a little bit about the demand side of it. You know, when we did a study a few years ago on startup businesses and entrepreneurs in rural areas, and one of the things we asked them was, what do you need or what do you wish you had had to start your business? And of course, there was always money, you know, capital. But they said also just information and some training on how to get things started, because when they went to the bank and asked them, you know, can I have some money? Can I have a loan? The bank would say, no, we just don't think you're a good risk. The fact is, banks need to measure the risk. They need to know what the chances that they'll get their money back, you know, because they're not going to throw their money at just anybody. People starting new businesses, especially if they're small businesses, they don't have experience with starting their own business. They don't necessarily realize the complexity of it and the things that you need to lessen that risk for the lenders. Is you need a business plan. Along with the business plan goes financial planning. You need to be able to understand what you need to start your business, how much money you're going to need, where that money's going to go, and how you expect your business to grow in a few years. Now, if you can go and demonstrate that to a bank, then they start looking at you a little differently.
Right. So really, it comes down to the plan. I think oftentimes startup businesses, small startups, fail to recognize how much cash flow they're going to need in the early part of their business, where they aren't getting much revenue in. It's all pretty much going out.
Right.
And so being able to be sort of looking ahead on that and understanding the cash flow needs is pretty big.
Yeah. And there are places around the state and in rural areas in particular, like the small business development centers, that can help people with things like business plans. There are also business accelerators around the area that can help people, but there really aren't enough of them, and they need to get that information out.
Well, it's part of the equation, and we'll sort of address the supply side in the next program. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.